The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 15th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and today I am here on my own to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. And, it was a day. I believe the last time I came on my own, I said, man, feed's really popping every time I do an update by myself. Cause the time before it was crazy. Then I had people on and it wasn't crazy. Then I was by myself again and it was crazy. And now we've been through an entire week. I haven't been on by myself in a while. And it's insane. It's insane. It was day 57 in the house. I've been saying all week long that the house has been a powder keg, that they were standing on the edge. They were teetering on the edge, and that Kat kept pulling the same lever over and over, trying to make something change, trying to get the weight to shift and that everything would fall. And it finally happened. It finally fell. We're free falling right now. Not only was the day interesting, but we had a big blow up in the late night. And I know it's very confusing. There are a lot of events happening and we're trying to figure out where the vote falls, where the house falls, and how everything happened, why it happened, and how it's going to continue to happen. So I'm pretty late this morning. I apologize to those who've been waiting, but it was a lot to get through, a lot to make sense of. So I am here to try to help you understand all of the events of the day. So let's start. Man, seems like forever ago, but in the morning yesterday, day 57, Cliff had some Cliff Notes. And these Cliff Notes immediately started to make the rounds on Twitter. Brent in particular was tweeting it out like, oh, Taryn, what's happening with Cliff? There was a lot of misunderstanding about Cliff's notes here. And it's actually not only relevant to how we understand Cliff's game from outside the house, but it's also relevant to how he explains his game inside the house. The way that he explains this is kind of hard to decipher. So he's explaining his game. He's just trying to survive this week. He says he has been pitched a deal where in a perfect world, it goes down to him, Nick, Nicole, Christy, Tommy, and Sis. Sorry, Jess, that you're not included. I'm sorry, but you know, I've got to do what I've got to do. And if you take parts of that quote and you isolate it, it does sound like he's saying, oh, in my perfect world, it goes down to those six. Sorry, Jess. That's actually not how he feels. He goes on to explain that he's thought about throwing the next HOH because he wants Jess, Jackson, or Holly to win. He feels like they wouldn't put him or Nicole up, that they would target Tommy or Christy. And if they won and targeted one of the other in his quote-unquote six, then the six would turn into a five. And that's much better for Cliff, because he knows that if he makes it down to that six, he does not trust that Nick is really on board with them. Nick claims, and again, if you take these quotes out by themselves, you can make him sound like an idiot, because what Cliff says is Nick claims that it's going to be 3 versus 3, me, Nicole, and Nick versus Tommy, Christy, and Sis. But I don't believe that Nick would be with us. He thinks it would be him and Nicole on the bottom. Nick would be playing the other side, or at the very least playing both sides. He does hope that if he did get down to that situation, that Nick might want to target somebody else first, that, you know, there would be bigger targets than himself and Nicole, but he does not want to risk that. He does not trust that that's the case. Cliff is not somebody that wants to target Jess or go down to, he does not want to go down to this six. He wants something else to happen. He mentions that he is a patient player and that there's a lot of time between now and that six, moving forward. So that's how he feels about the deal. He does not trust Holly and Jackson. He like I said, he said he was thinking about throwing the HOH, but Christy already anticipated that and wanted to make sure that he wasn't going to throw the HOH. And so he is going to go ahead and try to win. But like I said, he does not want to go down to that six. He is hoping that something else happens somewhere along the line to change things up a bit. He is not willing to make the move as early as next week, however, that is clear. So that's where Cliff stands on this. But again, the way that he describes it is very, very easily misinterpreted. And again, that's going to come into play a bit later in the day. So it's Wednesday and Kat has finally decided to start her campaign. Like I mentioned yesterday, the house is teetering on the edge, as I mentioned earlier. And she's finally going to start to rattle some cages, take some shots, and change up her tactic just a little bit, which is finally going to happen and be enough to shake things up. She goes to Christy, and Christy, she does basically the same thing with Christy. Not much of a change. She's going after Jackson. She voted out Jack because she thought that the votes weren't there, so on and so forth. It's the same campaign to Christy. It doesn't work. Not going to go anywhere. Nick, however, Nick is going to have his own kind of strange day while Kat starts her campaign. Now, if you recall from yesterday, I talked about how Nick had been talking to Tommy, and Tommy mentioned that Christy didn't want to win HOH because she felt good with both sides, Nick, Jackson and Holly, and obviously Cliff and Nicole. So if Nick interpreted that as, if Christy feels good with both sides, that means they're not targeting Christy. That means I must be the target, because they're not targeting Cliff and Nicole. They're not targeting Jess. They're not targeting Tommy. They're not targeting Christy. They have to be targeting me. And he mentioned that fear to Tommy. Tommy tried to quell that fear. Definitely a mistake of Tommy to kind of give him that that much information, that Nick was able to run with it. So Nick, in the day, his goal is to try to do what Tommy doesn't want to do. And Nick wants to play both sides as much as possible. He wants to run to Holly and Jackson, promise them the world, run to Cliff and Nicole, promise them the world, make sure that Jess isn't coming for him via Nicole, make sure that Tommy, Christy, and Sis are still on board with him. He wants to be in good with everyone. He does not want anybody targeting him next week. So he goes to Holly. He talks to her for a while. They make a deal. He says, hey, I want to have your back moving forward. Holly agrees. He also goes to Jackson. He does the same thing with Jackson. He talks about moving forward together and playing the game together and how he will not put them up on the block next week. Jackson promises the same. After Jackson leaves, Nick talks to the cameras and he says, there you go. You got to do what you got to do. You know what? Now I don't want to win HOH next week. I was going to, but now I can't because I had to make those deals with them. I need to stay good to my word, so I can't win HOH. I need to let somebody else win it. Hopefully, Cliff, Nicole, or Christy, one of them win and they take the shot at Jackson Holly for me. That would be great. I really want to protect Tommy, Sis, and Nicole. Tommy, Sis, and Nicole are the people he wants to go down to the end with. So that's what Nick is up to. Kat is going to get around to her campaign to Nick. Now, I mentioned this on the recap last night. Kat and Nick have been getting much closer throughout the day, throughout the week. Nick has been very flirty, very touchy, and Kat has been kind of going along with it for a while. Who knows how much she's actively flirting with Nick, but at the very least, he is definitely getting more and more familiar with her body. So Nick has been feeling better about Kat. He loved her. Remember, he loved her before. His only problem was that she was stonewalling him for a while, and that's what turned him against her in the time that he was formulating his plan to bring Cliff in, and that's why he's bringing Cliff in instead of Kat. But they've been getting closer again throughout the week, and they've talked about, like, hey, you know, isn't it weird that we never, like, got together at the start of the season? And Nick was like, well, you were with Jackson. And Kat's like, well, you were with Holly. What a shame. What a shame. I think there's a lot of this sort of, Nick really into this sort of situation, as he is into most situations with most people in the house. So that's a part of this, I think. And so, Kat is going to play up this emotional appeal to Nick that he wants her to stay in the house and she doesn't deserve to be in this position. And screw Jackson. She never wanted to be with Jackson. Really, it was Nick all along. She doesn't actually say that. There's some implications there. Nick says, I want you to stay. I do. It's just, you keep saying that you're targeting Holly and Jackson and that you're not close to them. If you just admitted that you were close to them and that you weren't targeting them, I would feel better about you, Kat. I really would. I really would. And Kat says, okay, yeah, I'm close to them. I am. But I'm also targeting them. I'm close to Holly. I'm not close to Jackson. That's the thing. And Nick's like, okay, if you say so. So Kat really, again, continues to play up the emotional appeal here with Nick. She says that she does not deserve to be in this position. She wants to stay. She wants to fight. She'll work with Nick. She says they'll be like Casey and Tyler. And he starts to cry. He starts to actually cry. He is in tears, saying that was beautiful. That was an amazing pitch. Kat, I'm so proud of you. I really want you to stay. Really wish we could continue to be in the house together so that I can put my hand under your sports. Okay, sorry. Nick is go. So after he starts crying, Kat's like, why are you crying? Did you already make a deal with Cliff? Is this what's happening? Like, why are you crying? And Nick's like, no, didn't make no deals. Afterward, Nick is going to go upstairs, talk to Tommy. He says, Tommy, Kat just had the most amazing pitch to me. I love her so much. I really don't want her to go. I think that she's taking the fall for Jackson Holly, and I don't think that's fair. And Tommy says, yeah, I get it. It sucks. It does. I like Kat too, but it's the smarter play to send her home. We can't leave her in the house with Jackson and Holly. Nick is like, it sucks. I want to keep her. Oh, but you're right. It's smarter. It's smarter to keep. It's smarter to do it. Okay. You're right, Tommy. You're right. Status quo continues. Kat is going to go to Jess. Now we know that Jess has been teetering on the edge of I'm gonna vote to keep Kat, but I'm willing to let her go. Now, Tommy and Christy had been spending hours and hours working on Jess throughout the week. They have let go of that in the last few days. They've been focusing more on Cliff and Nicole and the whole deal situation. So they've been sort of leaving Jess alone, which has allowed Kat a window back in. And so, Kat is talking to Jess. She promises Jess, hey, I am definitely targeting Holly and Jackson. I promise. I'm not working with them. It's you and Nicole. You are my priority. You are my final two, Jess. No matter what, I promise we will be friends forever. I love you. I would never betray you. I would never lie to you. We are good. And Jess buys it. She buys it. Jess is on board. She's okay. Kat is with me. She would never lie to me. I do believe her about Holly and Jackson. So, all right, I'm with you, Kat. I need to let you know now that Nicole is kind of concerned about you and not necessarily trusting you a whole lot at the moment. So maybe that's something that you should work on. Kat also suggests that maybe they should bring Nick in and they should get Nick involved. Maybe that could work, but she is worried about him because he cried when she campaigned to him. So Nick is going to talk to Nicole. He tells her, man, emotionally, I really, really want to keep Kat. It just doesn't make sense to. Nicole agrees. He says that after Kat has said so many times that she's going after Jackson, she'd lose all of her jury votes if she didn't follow through with it. So he believes that she would. She has to target them. Otherwise, she won't win the jury vote. But it just doesn't make sense. She's going to throw the HOH so she doesn't have to. That's how she's going to get around it. So we're again getting this notion that you can't lie too hard in the Big Brother house or you lose all of your jury votes. Tommy introduced this notion by talking to Nick about how he didn't want to make an alliance because he's worried that he'll burn jury votes. And now it's something that Nick is concerned with. It's like a virus that's spreading throughout the house that people are worried about playing too hard or worried about lying too much. And so they think that no way could Kat be lying about this. At this point, The trick is that she's just not going to win HOH. That's how she's going to get away with it. And I'm really reminded of Big Brother 3, when they really felt like they couldn't lie in the house because people would be able to watch the tapes back. Now people can't lie in the house because it doesn't matter if they watch the tapes back or not. If people feel upset, then they're just going to vote against the person that lied to them. So it's definitely something that's spreading in the house here. Whether or not it's true, whether or not it will actually happen in the end, that's another question. We'll have to wait and see. So that's where Nick stands at that moment. Kat is going to go to Jess and Christy in the middle of them talking, and she cries to them. She's really working on this emotional appeal. She's been really trying to focus in on all week long. She's been focusing in on, no, I am targeting Jackson. I only voted out Jack because of so and so and so and so. But now she is approaching it from a different angle. And I think it's a genuine angle. She is very concerned that she cries to Christy and Jess. She says, it's not fair. I really need to take Jackson out. That's the conclusion of my story arc in the game. And if I leave before Jackson, then I won't be able to complete my story arc. And it sounds ridiculous, but there is an undertone of female empowerment behind it, right? That's what was in her goodbye speech when the vote very, very nearly flipped on her. And she's been talking a lot about how Jackson is misogynistic in some ways, overbearing, over aggressive, and has treated her very poorly. And so this is, I think this is genuine from Kat. I think that obviously, I think the difference here is that Kat completing this story arc in Kat's eyes is Kat taking Jackson out and then getting to the end with Holly, not Kat taking Jackson out next week. She's not planning on doing that, but she's kind of letting, that's where the lie comes in. I think she genuinely feels like the conclusion to her story arc is that she has to, quote unquote, redeem herself with the whole situation that happened with Jackson by taking him out, by being the person to take him out. I think that part of that, too, is that she's trying to get Holly to choose herself over Jackson, that would be the ultimate revenge, that Jackson thought he could dump her for Holly and they could live happily ever after. Well, turns out Kat is the real person that's closer to Holly, and Holly's going to choose Kat over Jackson. That's, I think, how Kat wants to conclude her storyline in the house, to ensure that she is portrayed as a strong woman that is all about female empowerment. That is the story that she is selling. I think it's the one that she wants to sell on the show, and the one that she's trying to sell to the other players in the house. So that's what she pitches to Jess and Christy. Now, Jess, of course, is eating this up, but Christy, not as much on board. Christy, she feels for her, but game-wise, it just doesn't make sense. So, sorry, Kat. However, Kat is also going to go to Nicole, and she is going to pitch this same thing to Nicole. She describes all about how she goes into detail about all of the things that Jackson has done to her, that Jackson yelled at her, that all of the things, that he is overbearing and aggressive, and he's really made her upset in a lot of ways. He's made her feel threatened, and as a woman, she wants to feel empowered by being the one to take Jackson out of the game. And so she's really scared that if she goes home this week without the opportunity to get in a shot at Jackson, that her whole message will be for naught, and that she will have failed in her mission. And that really strikes a chord with Nicole, who is somebody that has talked all season long about wanting to support the underdog, the unrepresented, the bullied, the oppressed. She is somebody that wants people to be able to stand up for themselves, and she wants to allow that to happen. And so she really, it really strikes a chord with Nicole in this moment, this emotional appeal. Who would have thought, I've been talking all week long that Kat needs to change her approach. She needs to do something different. Who would have thought it was, talking about her story arc in the game that might have been the thing that she needed to do? It's certainly different. It's certainly different. So that's her pitch to Nicole, and it like I said, it strikes a chord with Nicole. Nicole is going to go to the diary room for a very, very long time and think it through. In the meantime, Kat is going to go to Holly. They do a quick debrief. Kat explains that she is concerned that she is going home because Nick was crying to her when she campaigned to him. And so, Nicole is talking about not trusting her, all of this stuff, but hopefully they can get the votes. They're trying to make something happen. Holly says, okay, well, I think we can make this work. Kat says that, so Kat explains, I've been saying that Jackson's my target. Kat explains her logic behind Jackson being her target. She says to Holly, the plan is, hopefully, if she stays, the vote is something along the lines of 4-3. If Jackson is a vote to keep her, then that's her excuse to then not target Jackson moving forward. So that's what Kat plans on doing. That if she stays and Jackson votes to keep her, and there are people that voted against her, then if she does win HOH, she will then use that as an excuse. Hey, you voted against me. Jackson voted to keep me, so obviously I have to target you. Again, confirming to us, and not that we needed confirmation, that Kat has no intentions of actually following through with many of the things that she's saying in her campaigns about targeting Jackson. Another key point that she's been bringing up in her campaigns is that Cliff is untrustworthy. He is somebody that, she is straightforward. Cliff is really, really smart. He's really, really smart. He's really, really dangerous. Watch out for Cliff. He's gonna go after you. She says that Cliff is targeting you. Cliff is targeting you. Both Cliff and Kat made a point to say we're not campaigning against each other. Cliff has upheld that. Cliff is campaigning for himself. Kat is not upholding to that. She is very much throwing Cliff under the bus as much as possible. Now, I have no issue with this. This is, of course, just part of the game, but it does come into play a little bit later, as Kat is going to be a little self-righteous about the whole situation. So then we get into Nick and Jackson. Nick is going to propose, he's going to talk with Jackson again, confirming their deal for moving forward and talking about how they want to work together. Nick goes as far as to propose a final six deal with Holly and Jackson. Hey, Jackson, what would you think about a six of me, Tommy, Sis, Christy, yourself, and Holly? What do you think, Nick? Or sorry, what do you think, Jackson? This is exactly what Tommy did not want. It's very important to note that Nick is, while he is certainly obsessed with Tommy, and I do think playing Tommy's game, he is also not, like, he's not playing Tommy's game, I should say. He is playing maybe for Tommy. He might be playing to get Tommy to win the game ultimately, but he's not willing to do it Tommy's way. He is very much going against what Tommy wants in a lot of situations across the day. Nick is, I think he does want to go to the end with Tommy, but I think he also wants to, in the same way that Tommy did to him, cut all of Tommy's strings, cut him down at the knees, and force Tommy to work with him, because that's what Tommy did to Nick. Tommy took out Bella and Sam, and now Nick wants to take out Holly and make these alliances go against what Tommy wants in order to force his final four into existence. That's himself, Nicole, Tommy, and Sis. He feels like that's a really good spot for him, because he thinks that Sis, Tommy, and Nicole would all take Nick to the finals, when in reality, they would all take Sis, I think, and Sis would take Tommy. So, sorry, Nick, but he's trying. He's doing his best here. And it's very interesting that he is definitely not just a complete loyal soldier to Tommy. He is doing things on his own that could impact Tommy's game. So he proposes the six to Jackson. Nothing really, really comes of it so far, but it is just a deal that he's trying to make here with Jackson. He talks about how Kat will be leaving. He will be voting Kat out. And Jackson says, you know what? I'm on board. If the votes aren't there to save Kat, I will vote to evict Kat. I'm not opposed to that at all. Jackson trying to find a place to jump ship here if need be. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Cliff and Sis, meanwhile, they are going to confirm their deal. Actual confirmation, handshake, whatever it is. The deal is official. Sis will be keeping Cliff safe. Cliff will be keeping Sis safe. It's done. Over. In the meantime, Nicole finally comes out of the diary room after her talk with Kat. And she's having second thoughts. She's having second thoughts. She is now not sure what to do with the vote between Cliff and Kat. She feels very bad. She feels really bad for Kat. All of the things that Jackson did to her, she doesn't think that's right. She really wants Kat to be able to have her moment where she takes Jackson out of the house. She really wants that for Kat. You know, Cliff, he already had his big moment. He won his way back in through the battle back, and he got to have his big TV moment. Kat hasn't gotten that, and that's not fair. Like, it's Kat shouldn't have to leave, you know, in this situation where she has been degraded as a woman and not be able to get back at Jackson. You know, little does Nicole know that moment is far in the future after Nicole's probably out of the house already. But still, Nicole feels like that's not fair, and she wants Kat to have that opportunity. She feels really, really bad. And so they start talking about the possibility of keeping Kat in the game. Now, this is important because I need to break the votes down for you here. There are 7 votes this week. Holly and Jackson are definite votes to keep Kat. Jess is now a definite vote to keep Kat. You need 4 votes to win the day. That's 3. Sis, Christy, and Nick are 3 definite votes to keep Cliff. That obviously leaves Nicole in the middle. Now, Nicole, up until this point, has been a vote to keep Cliff, which is why Cliff has been looking like he's going to stay. However, now that Nicole is wavering, if she decides that she wants Kat to stay instead of Cliff, then Kat will have the votes and Cliff will go home. So it all comes down to Nicole. And Nicole is feeling very, very bad for Kat. And so she is considering flipping this vote and keeping Kat in the game. But she doesn't know. The problem here is that she doesn't know where the other votes are coming from. She is under the assumption that Jackson and Holly are not supporting Kat because she just heard from Kat that Jackson is this terrible person that has been really terrible to Kat. So why would he vote to keep her, especially if she's coming after him? So that's confusing. It's weird that Holly and Jackson are campaigning for her to stay. She doesn't understand that. Why would they vote for her to stay if she is coming after them? Jess has a theory. What if Holly and Jackson are campaigning for her to stay to set her up, to make her look sketchy? Because that's what's making everybody think that she's sketchy, is that they're campaigning for her to stay. So what if they're doing it on purpose to make Kat go home, to set her up? And you might be thinking, Jess, that's crazy. Nicole was thinking, oh, that makes sense. I think you're right. So they're concerned that perhaps Jackson and Holly are trying to set Kat up. But again, if that's true, then Jackson and Holly do not have the votes to keep are not going to be votes to keep Kat. If they're not votes to keep Kat, then they might not have the votes to keep Kat themselves. I think that in this moment, Nicole and Jess are thinking that they can maybe get Christy and Sis, that because Christy and Sis have been back and forth. They've been very vague with the rest of the house about where they're going to go. So I think that their theory here is that if they voted to keep Kat, that it would be Christy and Sis that would be the other votes to keep Kat, which is obviously a bit confusing. So that's a little strange. Jess has some more theories for us here. You know, people have been saying that Kat is the one that's secretly close to Jackson and Holly. But what if it's Cliff that's secretly close to Jackson and Holly? What about, I think maybe it's Cliff. What, don't you think, Nicole? And Nicole's like, didn't they vote him out though? And she's like, yeah, that's right. They did vote him out. Okay. But I mean, he didn't know that they voted him out. And Nicole's like, didn't he though? Cause it was like 4 votes to keep him. And Jess is, okay. I don't know. Well, maybe it's maybe that. I'm not sure. I mean, my thing is that if you think about it in a way where Jess, me, is a vote here and Cliff is a vote there, then, I mean, I don't know, if you think about it, just think about it. Yeah. Nicole says that Nick is wanting to keep Cliff and he wants to evict Kat. And she says that Nick's problem is this thing that they can't get over. This idea that Kat is claiming she's targeting Jackson and Holly, but she spends all of her time with them. She's very close with them and they're campaigning for her to stay. Nick says he doesn't believe her. He doesn't believe that Kat is really against Jackson and Holly. And Jess goes, wow, I thought Nick was smarter than that. I thought he had better game sense than to not believe that Kat will target Jackson and Holly. That's wow. I can't with this conversation. It was so disappointing. Like, Nicole, get out of there. There's a swamp that you just stepped in and you're sinking. It's no good. I have to say, I love Nicole as a person, as they would say in the house. Her gameplay last night leaves a lot to be desired. This conversation was unfortunately just the start. Jess wasn't super surprising. All right. Nicole is going to go and talk to Nick. Nick says, in this conversation, super annoying too. Nick says, oh man, yeah, I feel really bad about Kat, but she's got to go. She's got to go. And Nicole is like, yeah, I'm just really torn. It's like, so what I'm thinking is, yeah, she's got to go. Yeah, yeah. You're sure, you're totally right, Nicole. She's got to go. Look, she talked to me. I literally love her. I literally love her. I literally, literally love her. I literally cried. And it's effing like, she's just effing got to go. It's unfortunate. It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. I love her, but she's got to go. You know, that's just the way things are. And Nicole's like, yeah, I'm feeling really upset right now. And I'm not sure what yep. I'm totally with you. I literally think the same exact thing, Nicole, but she unfortunately just has to go. So, that's what we're doing. You're my number one and you know that. And so like thinking about next week, what we got to do is we need to target Holly. We need to target Holly next week. Because if we put Jackson on the block, then Jackson will go home and then they're going to try and reel Holly back in. So we need to make sure that Holly is the one that leaves. And this is another thing that I'm talking about when I'm talking about Nick going against Tommy's wishes. Now, we know that Tommy wants Nick, he wants Holly to reel back in. He hopes that if he takes Jackson out, he's expressed this to Nick, that if Jackson goes home after Kat goes home, then they can reel Holly in. Nick does not want that. Nick wants the Cliff and Nicole final six. He does not want the Holly final six. And so Nick is actively working to go against what Tommy wants, to force Holly out of the game so that Tommy can't work with her. Nick feels like he has a better relationship with Jackson, and so that will give Nick more control than Tommy, because he will have Jackson. He can maybe reel Jackson in himself. Tommy will not have Holly, and that gives Nick more control. Again, Nick really being a bit of a saboteur within this group. Tommy, I wasn't expecting to say this, but Tommy actually trusting Nick too much in this this whole dynamic. Again, I feel like Nick is still working for Tommy, but not necessarily with him. Not doing what Tommy wants, but he's still doing things that will hopefully benefit Tommy, but not in the way that Tommy wants. Very interesting. Nicole continues to try to get out the fact that she is torn about the vote. And Nick says, yeah, I'm torn too, literally. And the conversation ends. So that's how that conversation goes. Nicole is going to finally then go talk to Cliff. She at this point is pretty firmly on the side of Nicole talking to Jess is basically saying, you know what? We're keeping Kat. That's where she stands. But she needs to talk to Cliff first. And Cliff has been fantastic in his campaigning all week long. His reputation for being good to his word has served him incredibly well. And he's been doing a really, really great job of making logical arguments for his case, making deals that benefit the people that he's making the deal with that also benefit himself. He's been doing a really great job of telling people exactly what they need to hear. However, he drops the ball with Nicole, and this comes back to what I was talking about earlier in the day when he does his Cliff Notes. Cliff is great when it comes to logically explaining things. He's also great emotionally. He is. He's very supportive. He's very kind. He's very respectful. However, there is a lack of raw emotion from Cliff. Cliff is a very composed person. He is not a raw person. And Kat is a raw person all the way through. And so when it comes to Nicole, she's not hearing logic. What is appealing to Nicole, at least in this night, is the raw emotion. And that's what Kat gave her when she talked about Jackson has wronged me. I need to take Jackson out. I need to complete my storyline. I need this to happen. She's crying to Nicole. Cliff, when he talks to Nicole, Nicole says she's feeling torn. Cliff says he understands. And he explains the six deal to Nicole, that it's Christy, Sis, Tommy, Nick, himself, and Nicole, and that they can take that deal and move forward with it. And again, the way that he describes this is very blunt. And it makes it seem worse than it is. He says, you know, and he's trying to be honest. He's trying to be bluntly honest and upfront about the failings of the deal. He's saying, you know, it sucks that we're leaving Jess out. I do feel bad about it. But it's what we have to do to move forward in the game right now. And what he means by this is that Jess is not protected by the deal, not that he's going to take shots at Jess or, you know, try to make her go home or anything like that. He's just saying, you know, yeah, it sucks that we have to leave Jess out of the deal. She's not protected by it, but obviously they'd still try to work together moving forward. There's a long time until the six, and he's hoping that at some point Jess can win an HOH, that they can make something else happen. But again, the way he describes it, very matter of fact, very logical. You know, it's unfortunate we have to leave Jess out, but it's the way that things have to go. We're going to work with Nick and this whole situation. Nicole brings up the fact that it doesn't look great for them in the final six. And Cliff says, I know, I agree. I don't trust Nick. But that's a long way from now. And there are other things that can happen, but it's not enough. What Nicole is hearing in this moment, Nicole, who is, her head is spinning. She's very emotional. She's thinking about Kat. She wants Kat to redeem herself. And all Nicole is hearing is Jess left out. Cliff is leaving Jess out. I'm already feeling bad for Kat. And now I'm hearing that Jess is getting left out. Now I'm even more torn. Now I'm even more upset. So the conversation ends and Cliff leaves, and Nicole is just, she doesn't know what to do. She is very, very feeling very upset, and she goes up to the diary room once again for another very, very long period of time. So Nicole is going to be out of this for a little while. And things kind of settle down. Everything's fine. Nicole is up in the diary room for a bit over an hour or so. I guess, you know, just trying to think things through, whatever it is. She comes back down and she talks with Jess. And everything up until this point has been the regular stuff. Now we're going to get into why this update was so late. This is the turning point in the day. Nicole talks to Jess and she exposes everything that Cliff told her, that she says, Jess, there's a final six being made. There's an alliance being made. She wasn't hearing the details that Cliff was talking to her about. She only heard there's a final six and Jess is being left out of it. She did not really hear the subtext in what he was saying. And so she is feeling very upset about that, and she does not want Jess to be left out. She does not want Jess to be, left out to the cold, in the cold. And so she tells Jess about this Final Six deal and that Jess is not a part of it. And she does not want Jess to be exposed in that way. She says, Jess, please, please, please do not tell anyone about this. Jess, please swear you will not tell anyone about this. Oh, of course not. I would never. Nicole still doesn't know what she's going to do in the week for the vote. So Jess, having promised not to tell anybody, goes and talks to Holly and says, Holly, there is an alliance of six. Uh-oh. And why Holly? Again, I was very this is a very, very, very bad move from Nicole here, telling Jess this information. Jess is going to immediately expose the information. Jess is playing worse than Nicole. I just had higher expectations of Nicole. I was talking about how I felt like she could win the game in the round table. And I still feel like if things had played out the way they were playing out, I do think she had a great shot. Things are playing out in a slightly worse way for her now. I don't think she's completely dead in the water, depending on the circumstances and the outcome of the week, but this was not promising from Nicole, and I would say par for the course for Jess, but very, very bad for Jess, and I even expected better of Jess from what I got last night from her. It was very, very bad. She goes to Holly, of all people, and she tells Holly that that there is a six forming, and she tells Holly that Holly is everyone's target. Everyone's target in the game is Holly. Everybody is targeting her, and that there's this six forming. It's Cliff, Nicole, Christy, Sis, Nick, and Tommy, and Holly's like, whoa, I just had a conversation with Christy. She had, they hashed things out. I felt good about her. And now it's like, what the hell? I'm her target. There's a new alliance happening. Jess is incredibly upset because she's been left out. It's not fair. It's not right that people are making alliances and leaving her out of them. That's not how the game should be played. And so she's very upset and she wants to tell the world. So she tells Holly. Holly now is aware. Jess is then. So she tells Holly her next stop is Sis. Even without the knowledge that there's an alliance forming of six that includes Sis and doesn't include Holly, even without that knowledge, going to both of these people and telling them things is absurd. She goes to Holly, says there's an alliance of six forming. That's not good. It doesn't include us. Then she goes to Six, who is in that alliance of six, supposedly. And she says, Sis, are you making an alliance of six? I've been hearing things. I've been hearing that there's maybe an alliance forming and you're a part of it. And I'm not. And that's not fair, Sis. I don't like that. Sis is just like, what? No. No, what are you talking about? What did you hear? What did you hear? I just heard
things.
And also, let me set the stage for you here. That conversation with Holly, those were like the two main points, that there was an alliance forming and that Holly was a main target. It took about an hour. And this conversation with Sis is going to take about 2 hours for the main points to come out. And the main points are, there's an alliance forming. Sis says, no, that's not the case. Maybe we just made individual deals with Cliff. That's all it was. Jess is disgusted that people are still leaving her out of things. And she says that, she also lets Sis know that there were people that were upset with how Sis and Christy were acting during the veto competition that she won. People laughing about Cliff and the way that he walked and talking about how Holly was claiming that Sis was trying to get Nicole on the block during Holly's HOH week. That conversation takes about 2 hours. Holly is later going to relay her conversation to Jackson, with her conversation with Jess, and Holly finally, just somebody said it. Holly was just like, yeah, I was talking to Jess. She talks so slowly. It took an hour to get this out of her. Yes, thank you. Thank you. And the, and so a Jess and Sis conversation is like, come on. It was just like 2 hours of just circling around and around and slowly and man. All right. So that's the conversation she has with Sis. Now, in the meantime, Cliff, Tommy, Nicole, Cliff, Tommy, Nicole, Sis, Christy, and Nick all got together and they formalized their deal. They were all very excited about it. Tommy was nervous about being seen. He wanted to leave. They made fun of him for being so nervous. Like, oh, Tommy, you're so nervous. Why do you need to leave? But they formalized their deal. Nicole was part of it. Cliff said, I am on board. I'm going to keep you guys safe. They all agreed, essentially, let's be real. They don't want to call this an alliance, but it's an alliance. They basically make an alliance. They say, hey, as soon as Tommy's HOH ends, we'll come up with a name and everything will be great. So it's right after that that Jess approaches Sis about the alliance that literally just formed. How did this already get out? Nicole is going to talk with Christy during Jess's conversation with Sis. A lot of other conversations happen. Nicole has a long talk with Christy. They talk about the deal. Christy gets Nicole further on board with keeping Cliff around and moving forward together as a team. Tommy talks with Nicole. They also talk about the deal, about moving forward together. They're both good talks. Tommy and Christy are still a very effective team. And Nicole is now firmly on board to keep Cliff around, to take the deal and take Kat out of the game. So she has exposed the deal. Then immediately after exposing it, took the deal and now wants to keep Cliff. That's where Nicole stands. In the meantime, Holly, Jackson, and Kat are going to talk. And this is when Holly talks about, oh my God, I talked to Jess and it took forever. She talks so slowly. But what she told me was that there's an alliance forming. It's Cliff, Nicole, Nick, Tommy, Christy, Sis, and we're being left out of it. And we're the main targets and I'm everyone's target. We're screwed. I understand there's a lot happening at once. So now Holly and Kat and Jackson are all aware that this alliance just happened. Sis is still talking with Jess. Jess is confronting Sis about this thing. And now Nicole is going to talk with Kat, and Nicole wants to let Kat know, and this is immediately after Kat was just informed that there's an alliance forming, because Kat told Jess and Jess told Holly and Holly told Kat, and now Nicole is going to go to Kat and say, Kat, I just want to let you know ahead of time, I don't want to wait until the last minute, I want to let you know now, I want to be fair, I will be voting you out, I wanted to let you know ahead of time. Nicole, why? Stop! Just stop, Nicole! Stop! So now Kat knows. Now Kat knows that Nicole is voting her out. Immediate confirmation that that she is going to go home if she doesn't do something. Because this alliance just formed. And so now Kat is incredibly upset and is going to really start to freak out. In the meantime, Sis finally finishes her conversation with Jess and she goes to Christy and she lets Christy know everything that Jess said to her. She says, Jess says that there's an alliance forming and it's us six. And she says that that Holly is this evil person that told told her and was making us out to be bullies by saying that that we were laughing at Cliff during the veto competition. That gets pinned on Holly. And so now they're pissed at Holly. They're like, why would Holly do that? Why would Holly say that we were making fun of Cliff? We didn't do that. That's a lie. Holly happens to walk by and join the boat room conversation between the two of them. And she's like, hey, guys, what's happening? And Sis, being Sis, is like, actually, I'm really pissed at you, Holly, because I'm hearing that you're talking behind my back about making fun of the way that Cliff runs during the veto competition. And Holly's like, whoa! What? Where did this come from? What are you talking about? That was not me. I was not saying that. That's a lie. That's not true. Nicole was the one that was doing that. Nicole was the one that was saying that you guys were bullying Cliff. That was not me. That is a complete lie. And so they get into it. Sis is not believing. But we did not do that. That you were lying about us. You're making us out to be bullies. That's not okay. And Holly's like, that's not true. It's not true. It was Nicole. And while this is happening, as things often do, especially in the boat room, they are yelling at each other. And that means, hey, guys, it's time to listen in through the door. Nicole, Kat, and Jackson, and then eventually Nick and Cliff and basically the whole house are going to be listening in on this conversation through the door of the boat room. And so Nicole is hearing Holly say, it wasn't me, it was Nicole. And so they're all hearing this conversation. They continue to listen to this conversation long after it settles down, and they're just talking through like regular game stuff. You really should pay attention to your volume, and then even if you drop the volume, people are still going to be listening in. So that happens there. They also talk through this idea that Holly is claiming that Sis is the one that was in her ear about Holly trying to put Nicole on the block, and Holly denies that she said that. And Holly's like, who told you guys these things? Like, what are you talking about? And Sis is like, I don't want to name names. And Holly's like, well, I just want you guys to know that I just heard that I'm everyone's target. And I just had a conversation with you, Christy, and apparently you're coming after me. And now it's Christy's turn to be like, what? Whoa, no, definitely not. Who's telling you these things? That's not true at all. What is happening here? And Holly's like, I don't know. I don't want to name my source either. And they go through that whole thing. It's a big mess of confrontation, people listening in and a big conversation. They're trying to work these things out, but they are not naming who told them quite yet. So it's not going to be resolved. In the meantime, Jess is going to go and talk to Kat and let Kat know what Nicole told her. Hey, Nicole came and told me that there was a six forming and it was blah, 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 blah. Now Kat knows the details that there's a six forming. It's Cliff, Nicole, Nick, Sis, Christy, Tommy, and that they just formed to vote Kat out. And Kat is pissed. She is super pissed. She is not okay with that. Cliff is a rat. How dare he? She wants to go blow up Cliff's angels. And Jess is like, no, I don't think we should do that. And then Kat starts crying and Jess is like, okay, fine. We'll blow it up. Okay. This is a pretty funny moment. So Kat runs from this conversation. She goes straight to Cliff, who has been busy listening in on the boat room conversation. And Nicole is there, and Kat confronts Cliff about the fact that he made a deal to keep himself safe. How dare he? She says, Cliff, how could you? And he admits it. Look, I'm sorry. I had to make a deal to keep myself safe. You know, what can I tell you? I'm sorry. Kat says, Cliff, I'm just so disappointed in you, Cliff. I believed in you. I believed in you. And you just disappointed me. You're so disappointing, Cliff. I can't believe it. And Cliff is like, oh, look, I had to, I'm sorry. And she's like, you You should stand up for what you believe in, Cliff. For the things you claim to believe in. It's just, it's really disappointing, Cliff. It's really disappointing. And Cliff's like, I'm sorry if I disappointed you. It's a game and I have to play the game. I'm sorry. I would have loved for the four of us to make it to the end, but you know, both of us are on the block and I have to play my game to try to survive. And Cats, I believed in you, Cliff. I believed in you. I believed in us. It's not okay. And Cliff's, I'm just trying to survive the week. If it keeps me and Nicole alive, and if it gives Jess 3 weeks to do something, then I got to do what I got to do. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if that disappoints you. I'm just so disappointed. So disappointed. Because like what did you want me to say no to the deal? Like what did you want me to do, Kat? I was approached with what did you want me to do? I guess I just wish I was a deal maker. I'm just not a deal maker. Cliff's like, I didn't even make the deal. They approached me with the deal. What do you want? Cliff's like, I just believed in you, Cliff. I'm just disappointed. I'm just disappointed in you. So that's happening. In the meantime, Christy, Sis, and Jess go up and have a conversation. Because now Christy, hey, people saying my fake crying needs work. No, that's Kat's crying. Christy's crying is different. There's a difference between the cryings. Kat doesn't actually have tears. I don't know why that is, but I guess some people just don't have tears, but it's different. It sounds a little fake, I think. But I think it's real. It just seems more fake because there are actually no actual tears. So Christy is going to, now that she's been informed by Sis about what Jess told Sis, Christy says Christy needs to go clear this up with Jess. She goes to Jess and she says, hey, Jess, there's no alliance. I don't know what you heard, but there is no alliance. Do not believe that there's an alliance. That's definitely not the case. What this is that Cliff and Nick have a relationship, and part of Cliff's thing is that they're going to make a deal. And so Cliff is making some deals to keep some people safe if he stays this week, but there is no alliance. Tommy said no alliances this week, and he meant that. There is no alliance making happening at all. No alliances. It's not true. There, you know, there wasn't even a deal until just tonight when Cliff started campaigning. Cliff started campaigning. He proposed some deals, and there you go. Some deals were made. No alliances. Not the case. Christy and Jess is not really having it. I just don't think it's fair. I just don't think it's fair. Christy says, "What? Jess, it's a game. It's a game, and you got to make deals." And that crosses the line for Jess. You have to make... No! No! You don't have to make deals! You don't have to do any of this! You don't have to make deals! You don't have to make alliances! It's all BS! That is not how you have to play the game! And Christy's just like... I'm done. I'm done. Look, I'm just doing what serves me in the game. I'm just trying to play the game. Okay, that's all I'm trying to do. Like, what do you want me to do? Christy's done. Christy's done with the conversation. She leaves. She goes downstairs. While that was happening, Nicole, Holly, and Tommy were having a conversation in the HOH room. Nicole was having a conversation with Holly, and Tommy kind of walked by. And of course, Nicole is like, hey, Tommy, want to be the mediator? Back to this again. So they have a conversation, Nicole and Holly. Holly says that, you know, because obviously it became apparent that Holly was throwing Nicole under the bus, and everybody knew it. So they had to have a conversation where Holly admitted that she was throwing Nicole under the bus and all of that stuff. So Holly says, look, Nicole, I didn't like the laughing either. I didn't like it when they were laughing at Cliff either, but somehow it all fell on me, and it was you too. You were part of it too. And Nicole says, yeah, I agree. I'll take ownership of that. I was somebody else that said that for sure. And so they're hashing that out. They're hashing that out upstairs in the HOH room. In the meantime, a lot of this stuff is happening at once. So I apologize if it's a little crazy. Because, you know, I'm trying to keep the conversations compact, isolated, compartmentalized, modular. Kat talks with Nick after her conversation with Cliff. Kat goes to Nick and she confronts him. Oh, I hope you like a new alliance. Nick is like, what? I am not in an alliance. How dare you say that word? The A word. The alliance word. I am not in an alliance. Kat's like, ah, okay. Guess you're not in alliance. Sorry. I struck a chord by asking if you were in alliance and you weren't in one. And Nick says, I'm not in an alliance. That's not true. Nick has, okay. Air is cleared. No alliance. Nick is like, you don't seem genuine. You don't seem that genuine about it. You don't seem like that way. Look, I'm sorry you feel that way. Nick's like, okay, whatever, whatever. He almost leaves, but then they go, come on, Kat, like, I'm not in an alliance. And then they go talk alone, because Cliff was there for that confrontation. So they talk alone in the RV room. And Kat explains that, okay, here's the alliance. It's you, Tommy, Christy, Sis, Cliff, and Nicole. That's the alliance. Nick says, no. That's not an alliance. It's not an alliance. Kat says, I just feel hurt. I poured my heart out to you and I feel like it was all for nothing. And it's not fair. And Nick says, it is not alliance. Cliff is giving people safety. Cliff giving people safety is not an alliance. Okay. Cliff joins. He comes back in. He continues to explain himself. They get back into it with Kat. He says, look, here's what happened. I made some deals with some people. It was not an alliance. I was just making some deals to keep myself safe. And Kat says, that's just against my morals. I would never do that. And Nick says, that's BS. Come on. What are we saying here? And Cliff leaves again. And Kat immediately says, he's the one. He told me that you were in an alliance. Cliff told me. And Nick goes, why would he say that? It's not an alliance. Why would he say that? And she says, because he made an alliance with me last week called Cliff's Angels. And now I'm going to blow it up tomorrow. And Nick says, okay, but it still wasn't an alliance. It was not an alliance. So hold on. Cliff's Angels. So I just don't understand. Why would he tell you that we just made an alliance out of the blue, like randomly out of the blue at 2 a.m. in the morning? Like, why would he just tell you that out of nowhere? And Kat's like, well, I heard some things and then he confirmed it. And then Cliff comes back in. And she calls him out for betraying. How could you, Cliff? How could you do that to Jess after we were in an alliance together called Cliff's Angels? How could you betray Jess like that by making that deal? It is disgusting. It is gross that you would do that and make a deal that excludes Jess. It's the principle of the thing. And Cliff is just again continuing to. I'm just doing my best. I'm just trying to survive. I'm just trying to play the game. I'm trying to do what I can. This confrontation continues with Kat trying to shame Cliff for excluding Jess from the deal. Tommy is going to come in at one point. Nicole is going to come in. They're going to be sitting in and listening. And the confrontation continues for a while. Nick at one point says, just look, I'm keeping Cliff because you know what? It's more believable that Cliff will stick to his word than you, Kat. I'm sorry. And Kat's like, what? Why? That's not fair. That's like, Cliff is a liar and I'm loyal. And Nick's like, look, I believe you. It's just Cliff is more believable. It's just how it is. So Kat then, you know, shifts back to Cliff. She's super upset with Cliff for how dare he betray Jess like this? How dare he betray her like this? Cliff explains, look, Kat, look, if I was true to Cliff's angels, I would have been loyal to you guys. If things this week had gone differently, and I've been open about this, if we had won some competitions and things have gone differently, then things would be different and we'd be moving forward. And I would love to get to the end with you guys. But that didn't happen. We lost. And that's just the way things went. I don't know what else to tell you, Kat. And she is not appeased. Not appeased. So that's now happening downstairs. Christy. Oh boy. So Christy goes down. Yes, Christy is going to go downstairs. But then she goes back up and she talks with Holly and Sis. So now she's talking with Holly and Sis. Jess has now left that conversation. This is in the have not room. And so this is part two of you know, Sis versus Holly, the confrontation, right? Where Holly was talking about how it wasn't me, it was Nicole, and Holly was saying that she was told that Christy was coming after her, that everyone was coming after her. They're trying to get to the bottom of this. They finally talk about it was Jess. It was Jess. Jess went to Holly and told her that Christy was targeting her. She went to Sis and said that Holly was trying to pit Sis and make it look like Sis and Christy were bullies, and that Sis was in Holly's ear to put Nicole on the block. And so they get to the bottom of it. It was Jess went to both sides and she was trying to stir things up. And Jess is evil. Holly doesn't. Why is Jess doing this? I don't understand. Like, what is she doing? This is so stupid. Christy's going to leave this conversation. Sis and Holly are going to do more Jess exposed party between the two of them, as they both tell the whole story of their, you know, respective hour and 2 hour long conversations. Holly says that Jess was trying to form an alliance with her to try to keep Kat in the game. And Sis is like, wow, she was talking to me about how you were terrible. You were trying to do bad things and make me look like a bully, and so on and so forth. You guys get the point. So, Christy, when she left this conversation, goes downstairs. Now, Jess has also gone downstairs from the conversation earlier, and things there. Now there are a lot of people downstairs. It's a lot of people. Christy, Nicole, Jess, Jackson, Nick, Kat, and Cliff. It's almost the whole house downstairs. And Kat is going to Kat has just gotten off of confronting Cliff and being mad at Cliff. And now she's going to confront Christy about now that Christy has come downstairs. Christy just wants to go and lay down. But Kat is confronts Christy about the alliance. And Christy does not have the patience for it. Christy blows up on Kat. Look, there is no alliance. There is no alliance. It's not true. There are deals. There is no alliance. And you know what? Like, yes, people are making deals. People are we're just trying to play the game. And there should not be this much drama about people just trying to play the game. Yes, people make deals in the game. Get over it, essentially. And Jess says, it's really nasty that people are making deals like this. It's just nasty. Nick brings up the Cliff's Angels. Cliff's Angels gets aired out here in this, you know, semi house meeting, that they're talking about Cliff's Angels. You know, Cliff's Angels was a thing, and Kat is still trying to shame Cliff for betraying Cliff's Angels, and Cliff is just like, okay, you know, I'm sorry, Cliff's Angels was a thing. It was made during my HOH week, and Kat's like, yeah, and then you forgot about it. He's like, I didn't forget about it. Yeah, no, you were making deals with other people the whole time, I bet, Cliff. You never thought of us. You never were loyal to us. And he's like, I was. I didn't make any deals. Ask anyone. I didn't make any deals. But now we're on the block together and, you know, things happened and I have to fight to save myself in the game. So this is why I made a point of saying Kat was very much throwing Cliff under the bus in her actual campaign. Cliff was actually not throwing Kat under the bus, campaigning for himself. He was just more successful. But Kat is very angry with Cliff, I think, for being successful. But she tries to take the high ground with Jess, that he excluded Jess. And that's the reason why he should be shamed. That's the reason why he has disappointed her and betrayed his morals and is being nasty. And really not the correct tactic to take either, I think. She's doing this in front of the whole house, talking about how Cliff should be ashamed for betraying Jess in the way that he did, which is basically saying, I'm crazy loyal to Jess, and I would never exclude Jess. I am still loyal to Cliff's Angels, whereas he is not loyal to Cliff's Angels. How dare he not be loyal to Cliff's Angels? The point of blowing up Cliff's Angels is to say that Cliff is still loyal to them, is to say that Cliff can't be trusted because his true loyalties lie with Jess and Nicole. By shaming him, by saying, how dare you not be loyal to Jess, she is explaining why Cliff is better to keep in the game. Kat, please. Cliff also says, hey, let's just get this on the record. I always hated this name, Cliff's Angels. Never wanted it. And so they talk that through a little bit. Everyone breaks up again. Everyone goes to their respective corners. And Cliff is then left with Nicole. And Cliff is talking to Nicole. And he's like, wow, how did this happen? And Nicole knows why it happened. Nicole told Jess. And Jess told everyone. But Nicole does not want to cop to it. Nicole says, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I think Jess overheard you guys in the RV room. I think that was it. I think she overheard that there was an alliance being made in the RV room. And then she went and told people. I think that's what happened. And Cliff's like, oh, wow, man, I guess that's how it happened then. Nicole, though, is not happy with the events of the night. If there was any chance that she was going to vote to keep Kat, I think that has definitely gone down the drain between the deal being made and the way that this played out. She says, now, Nicole, who was the emotional player, who emotional appeal was working on her previously, is now like, it's a game. I don't know why people are so upset that you made a deal. Like, of course you're going to make deals. Like, this is a complete 180. I think, like, she was on that team, and then she saw the extreme of that team, and she was like, actually, I think maybe Cliff is in the right on this one. Look, it's just a game. What are we doing? So Jess actually ends up joining them, and she's still mad at Cliff. And Cliff says, look, again, he tries to explain himself. Jess, I'm sorry. I was just trying to protect myself. You know, 3 weeks is a long time in the game, Jess, and I had no intentions of taking you out. Like, there were a lot of things that can happen in 3 weeks. Like, he's trying to hint to her that this was not an exclusion. This was not he's going to go against her kind of thing. But he can't outright say it anymore, especially now, because she'd probably blow that up. So he's trying to hint to her, like, Jess, I'm still on your side. Don't do this. But Jess, definitely not going to read between the lines. Jess says, well, I guess I'm the only person in this house that does anything on loyalty. And she walks away. Yikes. So we're not done. Tommy is going to talk with Sis and Holly. He goes up into that, Sis and Holly have been talking this whole time about Jess and how Jess is evil. And so Tommy goes up and talks with them. He explains what's been happening downstairs. He says, yeah, everything was blowing up. Apparently there was a thing called Cliff's Angels. And apparently Cliff, you know, I don't know. It's a whole thing. And I don't know what's happening. But I just want you guys to know, I never wanted any alliances. There is no alliance. I made it very clear. I did not want alliances. Sis can tell you that's the truth. And Sis is like, yeah. Tommy really didn't want any alliances. That's definitely the case. And so Holly takes this opportunity to be like, well, I just want you to know that Cliff was my main source of information last week. Oh, and Jess, too. It was Cliff and Jess, the people we hate right now. They were telling me that you guys were coming after me. Cliff and Jess. Holly needs to work on her delivery. Christy ends up joining. And they continue to talk about what happened downstairs, that Cliff was, you know, Cliff had Cliff's Angels. And apparently Cliff is the one that told Kat about the alliance, about there being a supposed alliance. Christy says, I don't believe that. I don't believe that he said it was an alliance. It's probably a thing where he just, like, she probably approached him about it, and he, you know, didn't want to burn a jury vote. So he admitted that he made a deal. But I think they're probably just blowing up. Christy very much on point with that prediction. They say Jess is the main cause of this, that Jess is the one that made all of this happen. So they think it was all Jess. It was all Jess. Nick is going to talk to Nicole after Cliff leaves back downstairs. We're back downstairs. Cliff has left. Nick joins Nicole. Nick is upset with Nicole about Cliff's Angels. How could you not tell me? How could you not tell me about this? You're literally my number one, and you're not telling me about you're still not telling me about things. And Nicole's like, I'm sorry, I didn't know what to do. And he's like, Nicole, you're literally my number one. What is happening? You're supposed to tell your number one everything. Why would you not tell me this, Nicole? It's like, I'm sorry, I tried to hint to you about it one time. And Nick's, I don't pick up on hints. He's right about that. You think I can pick up on hints? What? Come on. Nicole's like, I'm sorry. Nick's like, now I don't know what's going to happen. I literally don't know what's going to happen in this situation. And now I have to try to win. Now I have to try to win the situation. I don't know what to do. Nicole's just like, please don't be mad at me. She says, Jess overheard the RV room. That's what happened. And Nick is like, I'm so pissed at her right now. I literally wasn't going to put her on the block. And now I have to, now I have to win HOH and put Jess on the block. That's literally what needs to happen. I'm so mad at her right now. Nicole, you need to go and tell Jess that it was not an alliance. It was just a 1 week deal. It's just a 1 week deal. That's what you need to go tell Jess. Nicole's like, I already told her that, and she didn't really believe me. So Nick is mad at Nicole for not telling him everything. Nick is then going to go to Cliff, and Cliff lets Nick know, yeah, I apparently it was Jess overhearing things in the RV room. That's how things blew up. He says that the Kat knew everything when she approached him. So, you know, Kat approached him already knowing all the details about the deal when she approached him. And that's why he admitted to it, because it was clear that she had already known. There's some more big talks. Cliff, Jackson, Holly, Nick, Christy, Sis, Tommy, lots of big house talks about, you know, hashing things out. Jess is the main culprit, is the basics of that whole situation. Then we get Kat and Holly. They finally are going to debrief toward the end of the night. We're finally wrapping things up here. Kat and Holly talk. Holly says, this is all Jess's fault. And Kat's like, what? What are you talking about? And Holly explains the whole situation. Jess came to me. She said that everyone was targeting me. Then she went to Sis and she threw me under the bus to Sis. I thought she was campaigning for you with Sis, but really she was just taking that opportunity to throw me under the bus. So, like, Jess is just screwing us all over. And Kat's like, oh my God. And so Holly begins to explain the whole situation to Kat. Cliff is going to talk with Nick and Tommy up in the HOH room before he goes to bed. He explains Cliff's angels. He says, look, it was a thing that it happened, during my HOH week. I was trying to get votes to send Jack home. It was, I never really thought it was going to make it all the way to the end, that, I never promised them that I would, whatever. It was just a kind of alliance thing. I never even liked the name, so on and so forth. Nick says, it makes sense. It makes sense. Of course you made an alliance. You were just by yourselves at that point. Like, of course. Nick is frustrated. Nick is just like, I don't understand the attitude in the house right now. People are allowed to make deals. We're playing Big Brother. What is happening? Like, why is this the attitude? So Cliff finishes his explanation. Cliff leaves. Tommy and Nick are going to talk together. Tommy says that, Jess is going to feel real stupid. Jess is going to feel real stupid when she goes home and watches this back, because it was not an alliance. Not an alliance. She's going to feel real stupid when she finds out it wasn't an alliance. It was just a deal that we made to keep each other safe and vote with each other and plan strategies together and make it to the final six together and make a name after the HOH ended. And it was not a real alliance. It was just a deal. She's going to feel so stupid. Look, there's plenty for Jess to feel stupid about. This is like the one thing. The one thing that she basically got right because Nicole told her. Tommy does feel like he doesn't quite believe the story that Jess overheard them talking in the RV room, because how could that be true when they never actually made an alliance? Sure, they talked about naming it. But how could it be true that she overheard this if she thinks it's an alliance? Because it wasn't an alliance. So surely somebody must have leaked it. It's not good for Nicole. Finally, final conversation of the night. Jackson, Holly, and Kat in the boat room. Jackson is going to talk through the, Holly is finishing up explaining what happened throughout the night. They're pretty set on the idea that, oh crap, you're probably going home, Kat. Not sure what we can do from here. Jackson comes in. He says that he overheard a big group of people talking, and he heard them say, it's just those two versus the rest of the house. The only person they might have is Kat. So they are very concerned that this is the case, that they are on the outs, and that that Kat will be going home, and that they are in a lot of trouble. So they kind of commiserate about that. Jackson wants to, he says, well, if you're going to go out, you should go out swinging. Should I tell her? Should I tell her, Holly? Should I tell her my speech? And Kat's like, tell me what? It's like, I don't know. Should I? And Holly's like, yeah, whatever. Go ahead. I don't know. Should I tell it? I don't know. Kat's like, just tell me. What do you mean? He's like, okay. Here's what I wanted to say. For my eviction speech, I wanted to say that Jack and Christy were actually exes. And he goes on like the whole speech about like, sis, you always thought there was something there, and there really was, because they are secretly exes. And he's giving her this speech so that she can use it for her eviction speech if she wants. So I doubt she'll actually use it, but that was a funny thing there. All right. So we got through it. We got through it in about an hour and a half. That's pretty good, given how much there was. This took place over the course of the entire night. It started late in the night. It ended at around like six, I believe. Around 4 a.m. on the West Coast, about 6 or 7 on the East Coast. And it was just nonstop, wall to wall action here. So obviously, to recap, let's do just a quick recap of the events here. Kat started campaigning. She almost got Nick, but didn't. She did get Nicole. Cliff pitched Nicole the idea of the final six. Nicole leaked it to Jess and then accepted the deal and then was convinced that Cliff should stay. So now Nicole is back on the Cliff staying train. But Jess leaked the information about the sis to the rest of the six to the rest of the house. Everything blew up. Kat found out. She's disappointed in Cliff. She blew up Cliff's angels. Everything's out in the open. The end result, as of right now, is that Kat is going home tonight by a vote of 4-3, likely, or Jackson and Holly might flip their votes and it might be something like 6-1 or something along those lines. But as of right now, Kat is still going home. Nicole, Sis, Christy, and Nick will be voting to keep Cliff. Now, given everything that happened last night and all of the information that was leaked and the fact that there was a leak in the first place, there's plenty that is still available to flip and change. I said it yesterday morning that, you know, again, I said yesterday morning that things were teetering on the edge and that everything could topple over. Last night, everything toppled over. And I meant it when I said at the beginning of this update that things are still in free fall. How this thing lands is has yet to be determined. It's looking like it's going to land one way, but it's still flipping around in the air and it could easily land another way. And we could definitely see things flip and have Kat stay at the end of the night tomorrow or tonight. Now, I think that things would be looking much better for Kat if she had handled the information a little bit differently. But there's given just how much is still up in the air, still falling. There's a lot of different ways that this can change in the same way that I said yesterday morning. So do not be surprised if we've got lots to talk about tonight during the recap. I will, of course, be live on Twitch today, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. We'll talk Stockwatch. We'll also, I imagine, be discussing anything that's happening on the feeds as they happen. If anything crazy happens, I will be going live to watch it and talk it through before tonight's episode. It's looking like we might have another interesting Thursday night or Thursday during the day as well for the third week in a row here. So watch out for that. I am wearing a Taryn Show t-shirt. If you want to buy one yourself, you can find the merch button on my Twitch channel page, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. There's a button underneath the video that says merch. You can click that and it goes to the store where you can buy the Taryn Show shirt. You can also find the link pinned to my Twitter profile at Armstrong Taryn. You can buy the shirt there. Very much appreciated for anyone that does. So it means a lot. And if you buy one, make sure you take a picture of it. Send it to me. I'll thank you. It means a lot. And then I will be back tomorrow morning. We're going to say noon Eastern tomorrow morning, Friday morning, noon Eastern for tomorrow's update. So that I have a little more room to see what happens in the night, just in case there. So remember, noon Eastern tomorrow is when we're going to go live with the live feed update tomorrow for what happens today and then tonight after the HOH. Should be very interesting. A lot of people were planning on throwing the HOH. No longer the case. Most people are saying they want to win the HOH now because they're very unsure about where the house stands. Really, the implications of this deal being outed in the first place are that the deal likely won't stay solid for very long. But at the same time, it did solidify the sides a little more. So there's really a lot of different ways this can go. I will, of course, be live tonight after the live eviction, which should be interesting. I imagine we're going to see at least some of this on the episode tonight. So that should be very, very entertaining. And we'll talk about it all tonight. I will be live with Melissa and Caitlin. Should be a very fun podcast. Caitlin will be alone in Rob's studio. So that'll be very fun. And that's about what we have for you. Again, find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Thank you so much for your patience this morning. I hope you enjoyed the solo update. I guess I need to do more. I need to do these more often because every single time I do, it's an insane day of feeds. So thank you so much once again for joining me. I will see you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.